This is Ozarks at Large. As the duo Still on the Hill, Kelly Mulholland and Donna Sterna have written songs inspired by the Ozarks, by peace, by buildings, and by legends. Now they have a 14-song CD that's full of love songs. Red Curtain includes 12 new original love songs, one song each by Irish balladeer John Spillane and Columbia, Missouri songwriter Lee Ruth. The debut performance of many of the songs will be When Else? Valentine's Night at Good Folk on Block Street in Fayetteville. Donna and Kelly are with me inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. Copies of their new CD in hand. Welcome back to Ozarks at Large.
Yay. Thank you so much, Kyle. Great to be here.
Love songs. I mean, if right, since we, as species, been putting together music, we've been writing love songs. So this seems natural.
It does, but it's maybe not so natural for us. I mean, we've had these songs in our repertoire for a long time, but or they've existed, I'd say.
Yeah.
But, you know, but the audience is going to be very shocked. Some people are going to be shocked because this album sounds absolutely nothing like our last album.
And it sounds like absolutely nothing you've ever done.
Well, that's true. It's, you know, the last album was very rootsy, very bluegrass, very banjo-oriented, you know, and Ozark-oriented. Mm-hmm. And we love that. But the fact is that Donna and I have lots of interest in music. And this is largely came from Donna's song. She has an enormous selection of love songs. She writes a Valentine's song for me every year, like clockwork. Mm-hmm. And if not one, then two or three.
When he's extra nice, he might get a couple.
And since we've been together almost 16 years, we got a bunch of these. Mm-hmm. And over 20 in her book, at least. And we had to sort through them. And so at least two-thirds of this album is comprised of these Valentine songs. And not many people have heard these because we don't have many. We've got way too many songs to be able to use them all in our repertoire.
Well, you mentioned that it doesn't sound like anything that's come before. And one reason, it's very lush. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of production. You guys played almost all the instruments yourselves. But this, I bet, took longer in studio than any of your previous.
Kelly loves to collage in the studio. That's really his amazing, one of his many amazing gifts. And being that he has many musical backgrounds, classical as well, he likes to get in there and finger paint with tons mm-hmm. of instruments and collage.
Right. And when, you know, that's really not fashionable. People like, you know, to produce that heavily is not really the vogue of the day, mm-hmm. you know. But I just basically ignored the vogue of the day when I approached this production. I decided basically to please myself. I decided to make it as beautiful as I could make it. Mm-hmm. And that's you don't hear that very often, but that's the way I was thinking. And actually, it does harken back to one other album, but it's not a Still on the Hill album. It's my solo album, which is called Never Ending Conversation, which was a collection of poems put to music. And for that album, I had kind of the same approach. It mm-hmm. had that lushness. It had the very thick production, lots of instrumentation such as pump organ, strings, recorders.
The saw,
and no banjo.
Right.
100% banjo free.
It's interesting that you've been writing these since you guys have been together. I don't know how old either of you are, but if you go to your website and look at the bio, you figure you're in my neighborhood, right?
You can do the math.
Right.
Yeah. Mid-50s.
Yeah, okay. And it's interesting because love songs, I think, if you write them, especially when they're being written for a person, not for commercial consumption. Love songs are different after your 40th birthday.
Oh.
Right? I mean, you're not singing necessarily about puppy love. You're talking about the space that one gives each other.
Nice.
That's
very
true.
Mature. Love's different after you've been together for a while.
This is not, that's true. When somebody thinks, when we say we have an album of love songs, some might jump to the conclusion that there's going to be little fluffy stuff mm-hmm. with little X's and O's, you know.
They call it puppy love.
And there's nothing wrong with those.
Yeah.
And they have their place. But no, we actually carefully chose songs. She has some of those.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
We could have done that.
Right.
But we didn't. We pretty much kept it to, you know, songs with, you know, more substance, more, you know, serious, more of a serious nature. And they are searching songs and about relationship and longing.
And staying together mm-hmm. and what that means.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Though there is some whimsy here.
Yeah.
I think of the Lee Ruth song,
yes.
You Electrify Me.
Phone is out of order and your doorbell's on the blink. You do a circuit breaker running water in the sink. And there's feedback in your stereo, and lightning struck your aerial, and Thomas Alva Edison is crying from his grave, but he can't save us.
Lee Ruth is one of our heroes. He's a legend in Columbia, Missouri. Never left his little area. We did a house concert for Lee once in our house for about 22 people, and it was just a highlight for us to get to share this just brilliant songwriter with our friends.
Defines the dark, defying us to see. There's plastic grass laid in his yard. His tarnished brass, no spirits are.
Growing up, my father played the dulcimer, and we just called it the dulcimer. Mm-hmm. On here, it has a name, and I wonder if because this was a love, a CD of love songs, that you decided to go with the name Courting Dulcimer?
Well, that's a real instrument, and I got, Kelly, this Courting Dulcimer for Valentine's Day several years ago, and what it is, it's a dulcimer with two necks. One neck faces one direction, and the other faces the other direction, and in the Victorian days, a couple could go out maybe in the gazebo, and they could practice facing each other, and as long as the parents heard the two parts playing, they knew there was no hanky-panky going on. So we actually play it facing each other. Alone, I'm only random notes, fickle as fair weather. You bring me rhyme and live near, hold me all together. When our voices mix and marry, they become a song. No longer notes strung all apart, we become as one. So sing with me, my love, your sweetest harmony. Oh, love, I'm only half as strong with you, a symphony.
There's a love song to the moon here. All these years that the moon has inspired other people to love each other, and you guys give it back to the moon here.
That's one of my favorite songs Donna's written in quite a few years. That's hard to say because she writes so many, but that one really rose to the top for me. And just a little secret about that song. There's a song, the second song on there is by an Irish songwriter named John Spillane. And we heard somebody gave us a CD of his, and we took it home, and Donna and I listened to this song straight through together. And both of us,
the
whole CD, and both of us were just dumbstound. We were dumbstruck. Mm-hmm. It was so good. The songwriting was so substantial, and it was kind of overwhelming. And I remember Donna said, "You know, I quit. I can't. You know, this guy.
I'm never going to write another song."
He was so overwhelmed. She was overwhelmed. Well. The actual reality of it is that she went to bed overwhelmed. She got up at about 4 o'clock in the morning and she wrote the bright moon.
Yeah, there was a beautiful full moon that night.
And you can even though it's nothing like any particular song of John Spillane, I can hear that he inspired that song. I can hear that she just spoke right through him.
So when you play at Mike's at Good Folk on Valentine's Night, mm-hmm. February 14th, will we hear many of these songs?
I think we're going to play all but two of them.
Yeah.
And that's only because we just can't do them all.
Right.
The night is going to be a little different than our usual configuration. We're going to do a social hour with the great Walter Savage providing entertainment for the first hour. And we'll have refreshments and drinks. And
champagne and chocolate.
And it'll be a very romantic evening. And then we'll start our concert, which will be one long set instead of two. And we're going to pack in, I think, all but two songs on the CD. And we are going to have Walter come up and collaborate on one. And then Jack Williams is going to play guitar on a couple songs as well.
My favorite song?
Oh, I'm curious.
The End.
Oh!
My favorite song is
really?
The End. Yes. There's a lot of songs I love, but I think that was the most successful recording. I just love the way that sounds. And I love the song, too.
Well, to me, because it is a love song that is not about... Many love songs are about the possibility or the excitement of new love. And this is one that says... This is long haul. I want us to be there till the end. And I think that is the you know, the most wonderful sort of love sentiment you can have.
It is. It's a classic song. I love it. That's one of the only songs on the album that has kind of a country sound, or at least you can tell Donna's deep country roots. Really pleased when we finished that song. It just I just thought it really, it came off, you know, you never know when you recorded something whether it's going to cloud up by the time you're done with it or whether it's going to still have that clarity that you're hoping for, and that one I really felt good about.
Thank you both.
Thank you, Kyle.
What a pleasure.